Welcome to Valhalla. I am Odin, your host today on the Odin Podcast. And today on the Odin Podcast, I present to you in all of its glory, the story of Valsrunner. Give read now, Frigg, as the fairly listed to wise Valsrunner. Much I wonder if in wisdom my light, the all-wise Edmund be.
At home,
here you follow Valhalla, in the court of the gods. There's no match in my deserts, that all white. Far have I fared, much afield have I been, and have striven in disgrace with gods. To view me listed, how Valhalla lives in his high-tinted hall.
All hail thy going,
all hail thy coming, all hail thee, and thee, may thy wisdom fail thee, Father of men, with words you. Went then Odin, his wisdom to match, with the all-wise Etin, fair to the hall of Im's father. In went Ig forthwith. Hail, Valsrunner, to thy hall I am come, to see thee, Etin, myself. To know me, Listus, if lore thou hast, or art all wise, Etin.
What are you hearing, wise? Such words, Derek. Early in my hall. Alive shalt thou never leave this hall, if thou callest me blessed of all.
Gainrad, my name, as guest I come to thy threshold thirsty, O Thurs. Needful of welcome, I wandered long to thy heart. Hither I fare.
Why then, Gamrad, greet me from floor. In the hall, seek the unsettled. Moot then, Hayley, who most knoweth, whether guest or prison doom.
And want who comes to a wealthy man, let him say what is needful or not. Too much babbling is bad for him, to cold-hearted host who comes.
Stay then, Gamrad, since unseated thou wilt match thy own mind. How the horse which fight on high with claws every day dawned on mankind.
He has climbed back the height which skyward brings every day at dawn to mankind. Of horses best he to heroes beams, his mane glisters like gold.
Stay then, Gamrad, since unseated thou wilt match thy lord with mine. How the horses fight, which the hollow night brings to the blessed gods.
He is Rhinepaxy fight, which the hollow night brings to the blessed gods. As he fares, foam doth fall from her bit, thence cometh the dew in the day.
Say then, Gamrad, since unseated thou wilt match thy lord with mine, of a flood of light which flows between the dark of the gods and the heavens.
Is height isolating a flood which flows between the garth of the gods and the heavens? Will it ever in aid open remain on it never is ice?
Stay in Gavran, since unseated thou wilt match thy lord with mine. How the field is height, whereas foes we meet, sturt and the naked gods.
Is height bigger in the field, whereas foes we'll meet, sturt and the sacred gods? 100 leagues in length it is, that plain was appointed to them.
Wise are they there, welcome to men. Let us sitting unsettled hold converse. Our heads be naked, my hall within, and wins he whose wisdom is greater.
Say thou firstly, for sage thou art, and thou, Vafthrudner, dost what? Whence came the earth and the heavens above at the outset at noon?
Of Ymir's flesh, the earth was changed, the barren hills of his bones, and of his skull, the sky was changed, of his blood, the briny sea.
Say thou this second, for sage thou art, and thou, Vafthrudner, dost what? Whence the moon did come, who rides men above, and the sun also?
Mundus Varius Height, the moon's father, and the sun's also. They must daily wonder the welcome of flowers to tell the time for man.
Say thou this third in thy thought, if it dwells, and thou, Vafthrudner, dost what? Whence the day springeth, and the dales which shines, and also the night and new moon?
Is one devil at height? He is day's father, but night was born to the dawn. Waxing and waning moon, the wise gods made to tell time for man.
Say thou this fourth, if thou fathom it. And thou, Vafthrudner, dost what? Whence winter came, and warm summer, in the beginning for gods?
Is one vengeful height? He is winter's father, and summer is the Vafthrudner's son. But vengeful was the Vafthrudner's born. Cold-hearted, all that changes.
Say thou this fifth, if sage thou art, and thou, Vafthrudner, dost what? Who the oldest Ettin of Ymir's kin was in the world's first days?
Ages ages fall, the earth was made. Birdwoman came to be. Thrudwoman was Laptha's father. But Barkwoman, eldest of all.
Say thou this sixth, if sage thou art, and thou, Vathrunner, dost wot. Whence Orgrimmar and all his sith? At the outset, wise Heaven.
Out of an evil god, spurted the venom and drops, and waxed till there was an heaven. To Svenus, our king, came all together, and sprightly and fierce our ways.
As the seventh said, if sage thou art, and thou hast wondered of what, how children gat the grim Etten, as mishappened he third, none was.
Neath the ice at his arms they lay, there grew both girl and boy, one with the other, the wise of his sex, begat a six-headed son.
Say as an eighth, if sage thou art, and thou, Vathrunner, dost watch, who owest of eld the earth above, for all wise Etten thou art.
Ages before the earth was made, Birdwoman came to be. But first I wot that the wise Etten likewise was made in the grave.
Say as a knight, if sage thou art, and thou, Vathrunner, dost what? Whence the wind cometh, over the waves which flows, yet is never seen itself.
One raised no height, sits at heaven's end, and Etten an eagle's state. From his wings is wafted the wind which blows over all men.
Say as the tenth, since the sacred god spake, thou, Vathrunner, dost wot. Whence came wise Njord among holy gods, temples and fanes, full many hath he, it was not begot among gods.
In Vanaheim, Vanir he gathered, and gave him as hostage to gods. At the world's last year, he will wend again, home to the wise Vanir.
Say as eleventh, were ever living men, slayed each other with swords. Fighting they fall, then fare from battle, and drain goblets together.
All the Ainur in Odin's garden slain each other with swords, fighting they fall, and fare from battle, and drain goblets together.
Say as the twelfth, how the sacred god's fates thou, Vathrunner, dost watch. Of the Etten's lore, and of all godheads, thou sayest with truth, thou all-wise Etten.
Of the Etten's lore, and of all godheads, truth but truth I say. For I have seen all the worlds meet the welcome. Nine worlds I saw, Nibblehelm Reef, to which the dead are doomed.
Far have I fared, much afield have I been, have oft striven in strength with gods. What wights will live, when that winter is over, to earth dwellers awful?
Life and life blossoms, and the leafy stag will hide its odd memory. The morning dew is their name will be, he will rear the races of men.
Far have I fared, much afield have I been, have oft striven in strength with gods. How soars the sun on the smooth heavens, when snatched by Fenrir's bands.
A daughter born was the house robber born, ere that snatched her Fenrir's bands. On her mother's path will the maiden fare, the time of Fenrir's fall.
Far have I fared, much afield have I been, have oft striven in strength with gods. What wise maidens, the wide sea over, full many swiftly fare.
Three throngs of maidens, over Mogthrasir's door, who throw themselves. Good hap they bring, where to homes they fare, though of Edna's kin they are.
Far have I fared, much afield have I been, have oft striven in strength with gods. Of gods there were, who will wield the sway when Surtr's fire is slaked.
Vidar and Valar will war the gods' vengeance when Surtr's fire is slaked. Modi and Magni will Mjolnir have when Thor has thrown it last.
Far have I fared, much afield have I been, have oft striven in strength with gods. What wight will end all father's life and draws near the dreaded doom?
The wolf will swallow Valfather then. Vidar will avenge him. He will summon the seventh gods, the fiercest Fenrir.
Far have I wandered, much afield have I been, have oft striven in strength with gods. What did Odin whisper in the ear of his son, ere Balder on Vale was laid?
No dweller on earth knows what in days of yore thou saidest to the ear of thy son. With fey mouth fondly, I flaunted my lord, and spoke of the day of doom. With Odin now, my insight I matched. Of all beings, thou art born wisest.
And now it's time for the Odin rant. In the Vafthrudner saga that you just heard on the podcast, Vafthrudner mentions that Mundungferi is Hite, the sun's father, and the moon's also, that they must daily wander the welcome about to tell the time for man. Many heathens today believe that the sun, the moon, and the sky are Sunna and Mani. However, this is incorrect. Now there's a slight correction to give you. my Odin, and I'm going to give it to you well. Now, Mundilfari named his son and daughter after the sun and the moon. This means that the sun and the moon were already in existence before Suna and Mani were named. Now, to explain it a little better, at the center of Midgard is the Grotty Mill. Mundilfari is the turner of the mill handles. And the sun and the moon go around and around the center of the axis of the earth on a daily basis. They appear to rise and set, but in reality, they are going round and around, more or less in a circle. In the lower world, beneath this one, day and night ride two horses, Skynfaxi and Rhymefaxi, and they light up the underworld, while the sun and the moon light up this world. And Suna and Mani, after they were named, the gods took them and placed them in heaven and put them in two chariots. And they ride around up there, being chased by wolves and various other things. So this is something that's got to be understood. It must be corrected in the modern Asatru lore and various things like that. In the upper world, in heaven, around Yggdrasil, you have Suna and Mani in their chariots. In this world, you have the sun and the moon. And then in the lower world, you have day and night. This is something you've got to understand. It's a correction to the lore. It's one of the reasons we chose Bath Brother for the first show. And this is the Elden Podcast. You're going to learn a lot of things here that you didn't really think about. And that's my teaching rant for today. And now, a word from Valhalla.
Do you have trouble with trolls? And get Troll Hammer and hammer those trolls right back in their holes. Our Troll Hammer is the best troll hammer today. Get Troll Hammer and hammer those trolls away.
The Odin Podcast is a new podcast. We greatly appreciate our new listeners. Please subscribe. And if you would like to support this podcast, then please do so.